So in the Essential Prayers prayer book, the gold book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the seven limb prayer. Page 27 in the gold prayer book. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che shat ge pa ge wa nam la je yi rong korwa ma tom ba ru le ju ne rola che ki kolo korwa dam na jen gen an jan chu chen po no. Now in the same book, turn to page 97. And at the bottom is the short mandal offering, at the bottom of page 97. So we'll do the short mandal offering. Sa shi per ki shu shi me to ta.
Good evening. So, Ramula, the last word in the seven limb prayer, last word.
Oh, was I saying
line,
it wrong?
Last line in the seven limb prayer.
Seven limb prayer. page 27.
No?
No?
How do you say?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Ngo.
Yeah.
Ngo.
That's what I thought. Chanju, chimbu, ngo.
Ngo. Like ngawang? Like ngo?
Ngo means, ngo means crazy. Ngo means crazy. ngo means Tibetan. Ngo means crazy. So then they're saying like, dedicate all the merit to for crazy.
Huh?
This is not good. Ngo, ngo.
Ngo.
Tamjian zobe, chanju chimbo, ho. Ho.
Tijian, chanju chimbo, ngo?
Yeah, ngo, that's good, yeah. No, no.
Ngo. Ngo.
Yeah. Can you say nga? Nga.
Nga. Like ngawang, like
yeah, nga.
Nga.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because not like sorry, but you know like I will let oh samjhas of it and chimbo no. No means no. No? No. Yes or no. Samjhas of it and chimbo no. That's incorrect. No, no. No. So now today, how to practice. What is say here? Like perfection of mental stabilizations. Stabilizations? Just like literally translating the word something, some mind or mental, then you know, like stable, stabilizations. How do you say stabilization? Something very very important practice, no? To make our mind calm and peaceful. That's what it's for. If somebody is looking for temporarily, like way to make their mind calm and peaceful, so this is the practice they should do. This is the practice they should know. Learn. But this practice is not just to make your mind calm and peaceful temporarily. This practice is dedicated to eradicate all the defilement from our mind, from our mind stream, you know, to eliminate all the afflictions. So without that, you know, so there's no way we can eradicate all the afflictions. So root out them from our mind. Simple concentrations is not going to eradicate affliction. So, simple concentrations cannot eradicate afflictions from our mental streams, mind streams. So, come abiding, shamatha is needed in order to, eliminate all the afflictions from our mental. From our mind, come abiding is needed, but not just come abiding, So, of course, wisdom liberates, After that, there's wisdom. Six professions, so now number five is mental stabilizations, professional mental stabilizations. Number six is professional wisdom. Of course, wisdom liberates, wisdom free. But just wisdom without come abiding will not liberate us from samsara. Wisdom without come abiding will not eradicate all the afflicted mind, afflicted mind or new more. The moment the afflicted mind arises, it makes your mind unpleasant. Oh, that's the definition of afflicted mind or nimong. Sinji Ravdu Shiva, Ravdu Mashiva Shabas. No, it just make like our mind unpleasant. It makes our mind very unpleasant. That's the definition of afflicted mind, okay? Klesha or Nyumong. Sometimes I'm not quiet, you know. According to Lama Tsongkhapa's brief lamrim, or sometimes they call brief lamrim, or sometimes they call song of experience, song of experience, so Yamgur, song of experience. In that text, Tsechik, sometimes I'm not quiet, Tsawajubi Nibama Toshi, so Tsechik, sometimes I'm not quiet, Tsawajubi Nibama Toshi. Simple concentrations will not cut the root of samsara. Sometimes it's not here in that book. It's not here in that book. Sometimes just simple concentration will not cut the root of samsara. Who said that Lama Tsongkhapa? How many years ago? Almost 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said. Shinye Lamda Tere Sherab Ji Chizang Cheja Nimo Mizo Peso. Shinye Lamda Tere Sherab, wisdom without Kama Bairing. That's what it is. Shinye Lamda Tere Sherab Ji Chizang Cheja Nimo Mizo. No matter how hard you practice, but that wisdom will not cut the root of samsara. See? That wisdom will not cut the root of samsara. Why? There's no karma binding. Shinye lambda chebe sherab ji chidam chen nimun midobe. Yinlu puta chebe sherab te so. Yinlu puta chebe sherab ji. Yume shinye tala chun nini so. That wisdom, you need to, how you say, let that wisdom ride on karma binding. See? Ride on karma binding. Without wisdom, that wisdom riding on karma binding means support from karma binding. Riding means, you know, actually like person riding horse, that's the same thing, so riding. That wisdom riding on karma binding, what that means, it means wisdom that's not supported by karma binding, that's what it means. Shinye lamba tere sherabji sherabji nimamidam, ilu putashubi sherabji, yume shinye tala chenini, pata umezikbe tijini, tanzimide tamjijijibi. So then that wisdom supported by karma binding or shamatha meditations, karma binding. So then that wisdom, if you use that wisdom, meditate on emptiness. So then that's how you cut the root of samsara. So then you will be liberated for forever. No more, you know, disturbing thought, no more klesha, no more afflicted mind. You are liberated. Also, therefore, make effort to generate the wisdom, realizing emptiness is so important. Why? Because that wisdom, realizing emptiness, will cut the root of all the problems in samsara. All the complications that related to this body, aging, death, sicknesses, free. No more sicknesses, no more aging, no more death. All eliminated. Because due to the root of samsara, that's why it's happening. All of the sicknesses, aging, death, all of the happiness happening again and again because of the root of the samsara, which is fundamental confusion or ignorance. That ignorance is not knowing true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Not having any like knowledge of a full noble truth, there will be no understanding of true truth. If there's no understanding of true truth, there's no way to cut the root of samsara. It's all related, core related, you know. All these practices are core related. You know, what I mentioned, you mentioned that Padang Mirzi is in Tanzania, Lama Tsongkhapa said, I myself practice like that. If you are seeking liberation, you do the same thing, Lama Tsongkhapa said to all of us. So that's here, like, you know, perfection number five. Here, I just quoted from that text. Even just, you know, saying the word, you know, thinking the meaning, it does help a little bit here there, but, you know, just that will not cut the root of samsara. Even just saying the word and thinking about meaning will not cut the root of samsara. But it also reminds you how to cut the root of samsara. Just reminds you that. So now here, how to practice or meditate on perfection of mental stabilization. So called Sunday passing. If you are doing this practice combined with the Guru Puja, so then of course, as I mentioned before, you maintain the visualizations, because Guru Puja does come with, you know, visualizations, mainly refers to the marriage field, The main figure in the marriage field, that's the, you know, Lama inseparable with the deity, so that's the main figure. Then the intention, you know, intention, of course, this is like Mahayana practice. So then Mahayana practice, every practice that you do, and you, before you do that, you set up positive intentions, you know, to benefit not just yourself, you know, to benefit all living beings. So that's the kind of intentions then you do practice, you know. This intention. Oh, Masimja Panjaji to know new to Yanda Bazovatanji Komato Vachas. May I obtain quickly, how is it? Quickly,
As quickly as possible?
There should be two quickly, not just one. How is it?
Quickly, more quickly.
How they say in Guru Puja? Quickly, more quickly.
Yeah, I have to
learn. So there's reason, even though there's the word too quick, but each has different meaning. Now, if you don't have different reason, just saying two words, then that's like, it indicates that right author is not smart. If you write two words back to back, no different meaning, then that indicates the author is not really skillful author. So, see. Even that sometimes the heart sutra says yes, two times, but each yes has different meaning. You know? It's not just, even the one word, it has different meaning.
On LC5 it says, I shall quickly, and
well, quickly, there's two quickly has meanings, okay? So that's the intention. I shall quickly achieve full enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. That should be the intention, positive intention. Because this is Mahayana teaching, So see, the intention, not like, I worry so much about myself, I want to help myself, so therefore I'm going to do this. Not that kind of intention, That's just... need to think big. Mahayana thing needs to really think big, you know, big as possible. May I quickly achieve fully enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to say maybe seven mani mantra or mani mantra. So that marriage become more powerful, you know. Doesn't matter, whatever practice. May I quickly achieve fully enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to save this one small ant is drowning in the water. I'm going to save that. You know? See? Is there any more ant now in house? John's house? Ant. Still there's a lot of ant? So I think probably it will help. Each time when you helping them, if you say, may I quickly achieve fully enlightenment in order to benefit you, so probably they will probably go away somewhere. See, It is very important also. We talk about energy. Mind, that's the energy. No? Energy, mind, that's the energy. The world also has energy. No? Okay. So that's the intention. May I nyuwa, yantaba, zove, sanji, kumaru, mishini, jantabashi. May I quickly achieve fully enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to meditate on profession of mental stabilizations. See, like that. So then when you finish that practice of meditation, then you dedicate, you know, dedicate. Dedicate. Oh, dedicate. The merit for that cause. You know? So then you will have access to that merit till you reach enlightenment. That merit is not going to be, you know, like, you know, if you dedicate it for food, when you get food, that merit is finished. Oh yeah, that's intention. Okay, so maintain the visualization, then after the set of the intention, then you practice. How to first learn how to practice, and second, practice or meditate, whatever you call it, you know. These are the Java sages, Samdhyan number, Tanjabra, Sujna Labra. So therefore, I'm going to now practice the profession of mental stabilization, or I'm going to meditate on professional mental stabilization. Sande Gombala, Sande Gombala, Kando Gombe, Ne. So now, generally speaking, where to do, which environment that one should do this meditation or practice, means by profession of mental stabilization or single point meditation. First one is like environment. Lune chitabu. Lune chitar chawala sobani. Ngondrukasu she sinji. Lama said he already explains in the preliminary practice all of that. So, do you remember? I don't remember. Ah, you remember?
No distraction.
Easy access for food and medicines. Mm-hmm. What else? Make sure that place is not haunted by ants. not like spirit, not ant, spirit. You know? And they don't haunt. Easy access for medicines. Then what else?
Friend?
Yeah, very good. You know, like spiritual friends. They share same view and same practice. You know, doesn't end up they arguing all day long. They're not able to get any time to meditate. You know, just different views arguing. So that's what happens. If you have same view, there's nothing to argue. Oh. Easy access to food. You know, see, that's good to know. Doesn't remember. Safe place. Safe place needs to be safe. What is missing?
Far from distraction, quiet place.
Oh, quiet place. Even the sound of the water become obstacles. Even the sound of the water become obstacles. That's like karma biting. That's we are talking about karma biting, shamatha, karma biting. Not like temporary single point. You know, like not talking about counting your breath. Not that. You know, they're talking about the nine stages of meditation called karma biting. Even the sound become, you know, obstacles, problems. Not here, Kandudubhya, not here, probably that's the text that's composed by Maitreya Buddha called Dodije. Maitreya Buddha taught five different texts to Asanga, so one of those texts, then they listed karma biting meditation. Not here, Kandudubhya, Lekwa Nyeda, Lekwa Sasawata Tosana, Nanje Devi, Jede, so not here, Kandudubhya, use environment, you know, where to practice, Lekwa Nyeda, so. Five qualities. The environment needs to possess five qualities. So we all did explain contribution from here, contribution from there, contribution from here, contribution from there. All the five is now complete. But there's no still the what do you call like I keep forgetting the word, huh?
It's in the liberation.
Yeah, but you know, in the all the text that taught by Maitreya Buddha is like all the stanza, it's not loose sentence. Easy to memorize, easy to remember, you know. If the loose sentence, you know, so then easy to forget, you know. If the stanza, what you call that, you have something like acronym. Yeah, what do you call?
Acronym.
Uh-huh. Yeah, acronym. Oh, we just remember one line on all the five qualities listed there by just word. No? So that's how you remember the level. No, they can't do the level, so then all finish, all the five qualities of the environment. So the nine stages are same, you know, they're all standard, easy to remember, you just memorize them. Oh? Memorize them, then don't practice, then get nowhere, like me. No, just memorize the words, blah, 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 don't practice. People who know how to practice, they don't practice. People who don't know how to practice, they want to practice. Oh, you can't do that. That's something, me, bala, javan nam. Jave namrang tumma, namrang mangdu sungjao. Sandeji miwa, object of Kama Bhakti meditations. There's many, many different objects been explained in many, many different texts. Dodjuna, if you summarize those objects, even though there's many, many, even like four or five been listed, when you look at the liberation palm of your hand, it's like four or five listed there. But when you summarize, there's two objects. Conventional truth, ultimate truth, true truth. When you summarize, there's true truth, okay? True truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. When you summarize the object becomes two, no? Summarize all of them. Thing is, Mikvala, Pachi to Manishing, so. There's no one definite object. No? There's no like thing that you make touching the mangeshing. You cannot say, oh, this is the only object for Kama Bhakti. You can say that. No. It's not, there's no how is a definite object. You kanya, you kaya ruvashila mikbe cholas. Object can be any object. But it has to be true truth. Now here when you summarize the truth, but object, you can't say, oh, this is the only object, that's wrong, that's incorrect. Object can be anything, as I said on Sunday many times, any object, you can use color, sound, any object. Then, you kaya ruwa shi, kaya ruwa shi la, mi bi chok la so. Te yang nang do yi ji yu. You do now those objects, you can use any object you want, but that object is not like looking from your eyes, looking through your eyes, you know. It has to see through your mind, you know. So even though you are not looking at the prayer wheel, but you see the prayer wheel, you know. How do you say? Visualize, you know. Mental image. Mental image, you know? Not necessarily to see, you know, like, you know? It has to be internal. It's that doesn't need to, it should not be external, it has to be internal. You know? If you look at external object, then the mind gets distracted, you know? Therefore you make the more like mental image, you know? Teya nangdo yiji yuto, nami, mi deshi la. Mikba yinxi xio. Miki yudu nawe devu tang, shingu so, dundu xiaba la, mide xiva mide. Not like putting something here, then looking at, you know. That's not what it means. You can look, first time, of course, you have to see. Otherwise, you know, how you're going to get a mental image. But after that, then it's not like staring at the object. You just focus, internal object, okay, mental image. Oh. Make use of So that's called mind primary mind and secondary mind. Sometimes there's a primary mind, secondary mind. Or sometimes there's a mind and mental factor. Mental factor, no? There's two of them. Oh. Every primary mind comes with this five omnipresent mental factors. Five omnipresent mental factors. Oh. Not here, you know, in like the books that are written by Pupuchok talks about mind and mental factor in their books. It says, you know, every primary mind comes with five omnipresent mental factors. So, Tsoan Dushe Senpa Rinpa Yila Chepa, Tsoan Dushe Senpa Rinpa Yila Chepa. You know, so some of you remember that. I do remember in Tibetan, doesn't help much. One is easy to translate, that's called feeling. Tsoan Dushe Senpa Rinpa contact. So then I'm not sure those other things, how to translate, I don't know. And no, don't have will to learn. Because only learning Tibetan, then feel like learning all over again. So, one of them is feeling, contact, toward Dushi Jisemba. Then what else? Huh? Toward Dushi
Jisemba. Compositional factor.
All of them.
Yeah.
Toward Dushi Jisemba, Rabbi Hila Chabas. Hila Chabas has I don't know how to say in English. Anyway, so therefore, every primary thought comes with a feeling. See? Every primary thought comes with a feeling. So now saying, oh, this animal has no feeling. Not true. It's not true. Long as you have consciousness, you have feeling. You do have feeling. It's not based on size. It's not based on, like, responding or not responding. Whenever there's mind, there's feeling. Oh? So see, because why? Because this five omnipresent mental factors goes with every primary mind, not just human primary mind. Every primary mind has those five things. So then there's called another five called yunyenga. I'm not sure how to say in English, but you know, because I do struggle with that first one, so then somehow I memorize that. So make sure that in the future I remember that how to say. Second, I know there's five of them. Second five. You remember?
I looked it up.
Sorry.
No?
Yeah. I looked
it
up
yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. You have resource to do that in monastery.
So, feeling.
Oh.
Feeling is the first one. Discernment. Intention.
Intention.
Contact. And attention.
So, so many diseases that are related to the mind, many diseases, disorder, this, deficit, this or that, all of that, you know, deficit, this and that from related to the mind, disorder related to mind, this and that, all of that. Lot of medication been taking, people like, according to Buddhist epistemologies, every mind has attentions. Every primary mind comes with attentions. So it's not like, I don't have attention. That's not true. Oh, there's no concentration. That's not true. Because every primary mind comes with this five. So then there's another second five. Yunyenga. So the concentration is one of them. Yunyanga, the second set of five. I don't know how to say it in English, but Yunyanga. Five ascertaining?
She's on the same page,
guys. So the five object ascertaining mental factors?
Yeah, five object ascertaining mental factors. In there should be concentration. Is there concentration?
Maybe mindfulness? No, single pointedness, concentration.
That's why it's kind of the same here. Concentration is already there. You know, concentration is already there. You need to improve, develop.
Aspiration, appreciation.
And once in a while you hear, I cannot concentrate, I cannot focus. You need to put effort. It doesn't mean that you don't have concentration. That's not true. That's not true. When you're able to correspond with the object, if you recognize, this is prayer wheel, you do have concentrations. Because that mind comes, that primary mind comes with this five step of what we call now, there's five of them. Object ascertaining mental factor. One of them is concentration, so see? No, I don't need, but thing is, in the same Jung, therefore, the concentration is not primary mind, it's like secondary mental factors. It comes with the primary mind, It comes with the primary mind. It's secondary mental factor. Concentration is secondary mental factors, This is all for the second knowledge now, Thing is, in the same Jung, Nang Du Yi Ji Yula, Mingna, Jeba Yin Ji, object of concentration is not like appears in the, on the eyes. That's not object. If it appears inside, then that is the object. See? If it appears inside, that's the object. All of us, we can just imagine something, close our eyes, we can see it as an image. So that is the object for our concentration. Object of concentration is not, means object of concentration is not like appears in front of our eyes. It appears in front of our mind, not from our eyes. When it appears from our eyes, that's not object. That's object. That anybody can see. Animal, even they have no idea of concentration, they also can see. It's not like, this gombachere thing is miyu nilu tomani. Here, object is very specific object. This object here refers to emptiness. This concentration within the six perfections, that object is very specific, refers to emptiness. It's a very unique object. That is emptiness. It's not just ordinary empty, empty of elephant. This room is empty elephant. Not talking about that kind of emptiness. It's very, very profound one. It's not just empty of something it's not like that. Because I'm reading every single word, trying to explain every single word, because this is important. Nelu means like suchness, emptiness. Empty of independent existence. Empty of independent existence. That's the object. No, it's emptiness. Oh. Miyu nilu tela mine things gombanasa. So then based on that object here, emptiness, if you then practice concentration. So cheva ni de sikwede so. Tsikdu neve. Tsikdu neve mizdobada. Shindu stave ngadema so. Cheva ni de, it has to have two characteristics, two unique characteristics. What are those two characteristics? Are tsikdu neva mizdobada. Able to sit, able to have the focus on emptiness, you know. Able to focus on emptiness. Oh, emptiness, CJ. Not just, you know, like, kind of like, it's like very, the mind is very fresh. It's not like, you know, kind of sluggish, you know, it's not like, the mind is really, like, has power and very fresh power. You know, it's not like just, dullness. It's not dullness, huh? It's very good. Tini chuwa la chuwa da gyovani je padu che desa. In order to reach that level, so the two things become obstacles. Thinking mind. Then excited mind. These two become problems. Not just here, problems for everybody who's trying to develop concentrations. These two mental factors, these two kind of mental become obstacles. So, chiwa. Chiwa the one needs to participate. There's two become obstacles. They you know, kind of interrupts your single-pointed meditation on emptiness. These two. On excitement mind, the thinking mind, you know, become problems. So, chimada gavaje. When mind is thinking, it's not here, some other text. When mind is thinking, what are you supposed to do? So you need to, like, visualize bright light, sunlight, moonlight. You need to that's supposed to help you to overcome from thinking mind. You know, if not, then you know, put some water on face. Then if that doesn't help, then eat some jalapeno, what do you call it?
Jalapeno.
If that doesn't help, then go to Bhutan. They have the tiny, what do you call that? Pepper. They're called fireball. And the Bhutanese people, they eat the most spices, you know, peppers in the world. Similar to fireball. When you eat one of them, you see the steam coming from here. Yes. No. this is a joke, not helping all of this is a joke. No. So need to visualize bright, like sunlight, not just one sun, multiple sun, like bright to visualize. So, but there's no like forceful method how to overcome from thinking mind too. There's another meditation that helps. That's like only when you become desperation, then you use that meditation to overcome from thinking mind. Oh, that's it. Chimaji. Gava. If the mind get too excited, what are you supposed to do? You need to think something that you don't know. Traditionally, people meditate on Four Noble Truth of Suffering. They meditate on that, to bringing mind down, the level of energy. Energy has to be balanced. If energy is too high, it becomes a problem. If energy is too low, it becomes another problem. To get right level of energy, that very much based on individual to individual practice. You know? So there's no such a thing, this is the right measure. There's no such a thing like that. It varies from people to people, you know. So when you feel like, oh, now it's balanced, then just you sit there, do nothing. You know, you don't need to worry about, like, antidote of, you know, excitement, mind, you know, then that's become a problem. Then you should not think about antidote for excitement, mind, or thinking mind, because it's the right level, so you just remain there. This in other text, not here. Then what is it? This is the mitok bala, gave it part of churches. Excitement, mind, kind of cause a problem, your mind to stick on the object. When the mind gets too excited, then that disturbs your mind to stick, be still on the one object, that become problems. Excitement mind cause the problems. Thinking mind will not cause that problem, a different kind of problem. Thinking mind, you are still on the object, but it's not clear, it's kind of like sluggish. Dullness. Excitement mind, you know, if the elephant is here, when the mind gets excited, then the elephant is now gone. It's not on the hitching post, it's gone. The elephant is gone, it's not the hitching post. You think you tie elephant there, but actually the elephant is gone. Maybe to a flea market, maybe go for Whole Food looking for chocolate chip cookie. Elephant is gone. Mindfulness is like rope. You need to use that rope to tie elephant. That elephant is mind. Need to tie the elephant on the object. That's like more like hitching post. You need to first catch elephant and tie with the mindfulness. That's like rope, and you tie the elephant on the object. Got it. If the mind gets too excited, so then elephant is like moving around, so not knowing, so then elephant will be gone. Elephant will be soon gone till you realize it's not there. It's gone. Techive midobala gave part of churches. Shindo serve another dembala share part of churches. Elephant's here, but you know, that means your mind's here, but it's kind of like there's not much power. Hub kind of sleepy. Not really, really sleepy, but hub awake. And like something happens, you know, like, did really somebody call me? Or did I really finish that part of the prayer? You know, so then you think it's prayer, then it's all kind of like, you are not outside, you are there, but it's not really clear. The mind is, the energy of the mind is very weak. You know, that's the thinking mind that causes that kind of problem. So, Shindo started rather than, but means object is not crystal clear, and there's no energy. There's no energy there. No, there's no energy. There's no power. The mind that focuses on the object has no power. But that clarity comes according to the Samatha meditations. Clarity comes in the second stages, not in the first stages. First stages, you just try to keep your mind there. That's all. Or worrying about is there power, it's obvious, clear, these are beginning, no need to worry. Beginning just to keep your mind there. The clarity, sharpness, this all come later, you know, later. Beginning, you can't keep your mind on one object, even 1 second. There's a big problem. So beginning, you just learn, out of 9 stages, first stage, you just learn how to keep your elephant on the one object, that's all. Should not worry about, oh, it's not clear. There's no mind, there's no energy, these are no too much to worry about at the beginning, the first stages of karma by the meditations. Shindo said another demon share part of Chueda also. So see, it's not here, like Lampab in Lamrim, I'm not sure which book someone Lamrim. If you can count without any distractions, 21 breathing in and out 21 times, then in Lamrim, the Lama said that you already reached first stages in Karma Bhakti meditation. That's pretty good. if you can count your breath in and out 21 times. Instead of you breathe in, you count one, in, there's two, in, three, if you can count 21 times, you are already completed the first stages of karma body meditation. Oh. So therefore there's nothing to worry about clarity or the power, you know, they clearly indicate that when breathing there's nothing to really, there's no to talk about clarity, there's no object, it's just counting your breath, you know. Tene tela chiwani ne loji tena sem tich du save nada de ba chowe se ne cha yo cha so ne cha yo cha sa cha ne cha yo cha je this go tela chiwani now what is thinking mind here, what is thinking mind here, the object is reduced to emptiness, right? So we are all aware of that. Tela chiwani ne loji tena emptiness. Same stage to serve another Demba, Jove says. In the beginning, that object is very clear that you know exactly how to meditate on emptiness, you know that, and you remember instructions very clearly, and you are doing the meditations. In the beginning, there's power, there's power, and there's some kind of clear understanding what is emptiness. Oh? Then by Jove Tena, Nesha Yejang, so. Then, so now talking about the thinking mind, Nesha Yejang, serving our Jose Shenzhen, so on, Chiwa Tami Simba, so. See, there's come about in painting outside. The rabbit on the elephant symbolized thinking mind, oh. The rabbit is dark, black, and become a little bit white, and a little bit white. They symbolize thinking mind. Monkey, that probably symbolize the excitement mind. Huh? Elephant symbolize mind. Then it causes the nature is such a so now, emptiness, I can really pinpoint, So this I can point. So let's use this. But keep in your mind, emptiness is the object here. Your mind is on the prayer wheel, not here, inside. Your mind is on the mental image of prayer wheel. Your mind is there, but there's no clarity. Clarity? Beginning is kind of clear, and same time your mind is on that prayer wheel, it's clear. And when time goes by, then it's mind's still there, but it clearly kind of disappears. So, now, even just slightly, even you lose the slightly clarity on that object, so then the subtle thinking mind takes place. Subtle thinking mind is taking place. Subtle thinking mind. Chimatami Simbas. It's not the gross. Subtle thinking mind. But if it grows, then there's a really gross one. Now, what is thinking mind? They're here. Lama's explaining what is thinking mind. Chumusation, even the slightly decrease the clarity of object, then is the caused by subtle thinking mind. Oh, then Tanja Chusi Yajan, the clarity is still there, the clarity is some level of clarity is still there, but there's no or the quiz?
Sharp one.
even the slightly clear is there, but there's no sharpness. Sharpness, the power of sharpness is decreasing. No, sorry, you just sorry, not sure the
the power of sharpness is like decreasing. So the mena shiva rapas. So then the gross thinking mind. That's the gross thinking mind. So you see the difference between nature is just serving, okay, let me repeat this. This is quite important. Let me repeat this again. So in the beginning, what is thinking mind? There's two types. Subtle thinking mind and gross thinking mind. What is subtle thinking mind? Subtle thinking mind is when you are visualizing some mental image. When you visualize, of course, when you meditate on, like, come about you, the mental image, you need to use mental image. Nature means, you know, mind is on the object. Still on the object. It's not out of the object. Elephant is still there. But sharpness. Okay, so maybe I say something else. I'm not sure what is the right word to use. So, your mind is still on the object. Mind is still on the object, but sharpness is decreased. So, sharpness. Probably that's better to say. Don't use low word clearly, probably sharpness. Sharpness decrease, slightly decrease. So, what is that? That is subtle thinking mind. That's subtle thinking mind. So you are affected by, subtle thinking mind. Because that's different. In the beginning, there's like, mind is still on the object, but sharpness is there. But slowly, sharpness decrease, even slightly decrease sharpness, then there's a subtle thinking mind. You are affected by, you are being impacted by subtle thinking mind. See? So now the gross, huh? Still, mind is still on the object. Not just that, but it's still some clarity now is there. Some clarity of object is also there. So now the sharpness gone. There's no sharpness. Before, slightly decrease. Sharpness slightly decrease. Then you are being impacted by subtle thinking mind. So now, here, clarity, mind is still on the object, clarity is there, some level of clarity is there, but sharpness is gone. That means you are being impacted by gross thinking mind. It's not like slightly decreased now, sharpness is gone. So that means you are now being impacted by gross thinking mind. So that is thinking mind. What is thinking mind? True type. Subtle, gross. So now when you meditate, then you know. When you are going to be impacted by subtle thinking mind, gross thinking mind, now you know when you learn that. Chihuahua says, so now that is all about thinking mind, okay, thinking mind. Oh. So these are important, you know, these are important. But that you see, you just say, you go to the mission, Chihuahua of us. Is it clear? Michael, is it clear? What do you say? Tangtang teya mena, chiwa shindu. Tangtang teya mena, chiwa shindu chewe, padajiva isu. Now what do you have? You are already, sorry to say, just saying it, but no. You are meditating on Singaporean meditation, you are using prayer as a mental object. In the beginning, your mind is there, clarity is there, sharpness is there. When time goes by, maybe after say like 1 minute, so maybe 2 minutes, so then your mind is a little object, but there's no sharpness. It's slightly decreased. You are impacted by, you have been impacted by subtle thinking mind. So you are still there. And slowly you completely lost sharpness. Then you have been, but some level of clarity is still there. Even though you are impacted by subtle thinking mind, but some kind of clarity of the object is there. But you know, then now the sharpness is gone. Not just decreased, just gone. So there you have been impacted by gross thinking mind. So there you're still sitting there, Then after that, now some level of clarity is there. That clarity, you lose that clarity. Some level of clarity, you also lose that. So then it's over. Then maybe better to go do, maybe clean your face or maybe drink some coffee, you know, like breathe some fresh air. There will be another time. You know? So that, you know, that's how you tell through experience. If you don't meditate, it's just in the book. There's no experience. You know? Now the thinking mind is not just gross, it's very, very gross. Shindu cheve, part of cheva is almost, that's you are impacted by very gross thinking mind. So, if you still don't want to get out, that's okay too. What you should do, then think some kind of bright light or maybe some kind of sunlight, moonlight. If it doesn't help, put some water in your face. So in the long time ago, it's gone long before, it's not just last 2 months. People asking, you know, what they should do when they meditate and they fall asleep. They keep asking me questions. So then I made this too. There's a tea light candle has a bowl. You make like two holes, side, put the string. It's not like candle, it's just, I just made it up. I made it up from candlelight. How is it? The candle, tea light, candle. Little aluminum things, there's no inside candle. I just made it, but I didn't make it up, it's already written in the text. I just make something that people can see, you know. So you put it there, you know, make two string, put it there in your ear, in that dead level, fill the water, and meditate. Then you like that, then water will spill, then you will wake up. So that's the method they used. I did make one, so when long time ago, when Gary is coming down here, Gary sperm, so he's coming here to help me to translate. So then at that time I met. So you don't like, but you know, you can get up, you know, put something, some water, you can do it again like that, okay? Yeah, so now that completes the thinking mind, okay, thinking mind, because it's very important to understand, because these two thinking mind, excitement mind become problem for any form of single-pointed meditation. Those two become problems. So, otherwise, sometimes people, they're fooled by suddenly thinking mind, they think, oh, this is single-pointed meditation. It's not really single-pointed meditation. Then if you end up spending so much time there, it's just waste. It's just a waste. No? Sharpness, clarity has to be there. If there's slightly decrease of sharpness, it's no good. So therefore, for beginner, short, many sessions, short. When you become experienced, then few, long. If you do beginning, few, long, then that's going to be nightmare. Short, very short. Short, multiple. Short, multiple. Best time to stop, when you feel good, you stop. You don't stop when you feel bad, you don't stop. That's unskillful way to stopping meditation, unskillful way. Next time when you see meditation cushions, you feel like throw up. You feel like to throw up, so that's not good. Yeah, so best time to stop, when you feel good, you stop. Stop. Nothing to do with my experience. I have no experience. I have zero experience. It's all been written in the text. I just delivering the message, you know. So don't think, I have no experience at all. No experience. So it's just saying that all I just read in the books. That's all. So now the excitement mind. What is excitement mind? Govani kuleti, so kuleti means kunti, like this text either written by Arya Asanga or Shantideva, one of them. Now there's two types of this text. One is written by Arya Asanga, one is written by Shantideva. So one of them. So Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, that text all stanza. But another text that's composed by Shantideva, that's all loose sentence, it's not stanza, it's all loose sentence. So it could be that and could be one that's written by Arya Asanga. So Gavani Kunitule, Lama is quoting the text to when he's about to explain the excitement mind, he's quoting that text. Gava consciousness, what is excitement mind? Dubbe seme jesu jube, desha je chatobe, sem number mashiva chite, so. Dubbe seme jesu jube, desha je chatobe. It's like, chato. It is like, it's that excitement mind is fall into the category of attachment. Attachment, it is like some kind of attachment. So that's how the mind has been carried out when you try to focus, the mind has been carried out, you know. So here you say, create stories. The mind starts to create stories based on something desirable, not like something undesirable, something desirable. The mind and the elephant will eventually go away, carried out by some kind of desirable object. Then you start to create stories about, you know, looks or maybe whatever it is. You know, yeah. Whatever it is. Five objects of desire, no? Form, sound, smell, taste, tactile. Five objects. These are only five objects. They are desirable objects. Let's go five desirable objects. So the elephant goes up after one of those objects and start to create stories about, you know, like how wonderful, you know, like, oh, like that, the taste, you know, then all that. Then go do be tsema, do be tseme jesu jube, you know. when we focus, all of a sudden, mind gets distracted by some desirable object, So then you carry out by that. No? In Jesus, you follow that. You follow the desirable object. Follow that. Therefore, it is some kind of attachment. Excitement in mind is some kind of attachment. Oh. Same number of Mahashiva, there is kind of like unsatisfied mind, unsatisfied. No, that's why it's like going after the object, and it's like not 100% satisfied. If 100% satisfied, no reason to go after. You're 100% satisfied. But that very mind is unsatisfied, therefore it's going after the object because it's unsatisfied. Understand? Yeah. Number Mashiva, so there's not a peaceful, that mind is not a peaceful mind. It's not a peaceful mind. Or maybe best way to say like unsatisfied. The best way to say. She needs a part of Jivilajinos. It becomes the problem for the Kama Bhadi meditation. So she has to thirst. That's what the text said. The text composed by either Asanga or Shantideva. Sugdaso Deve Yunde. So I just said five object of five desirable objects. The Lama is calling that Sadhu Deve Yunde. Idu Wala Chani Juve Sim Yushikos. The five types of desirable objects that minds carry by those, you follow those objects. You become attached to those objects, then you follow those objects. Simbishiko, that's like secondary mental factor, secondary mental factor, one of the secondary mental factor is the thinking, excitement mind. So there's two texts that are written by the Maitreya Buddha. Vinta, Dodiji, I just quoted that, Dodiji. Sade laso, Vishinda chungu, chung pamoche, tengenzi, nabataba, nubala, ke, chingunyi, gozu sungji. So that's how to eliminate those two problems. It's been said in, Maitreya Buddha said, in Arya Asanga said, and many, like, Indian masters said in many, like, their books. Said in many books, that's what Lama says. So now Lama Tsongkhapa also, in Lamrim text, Lamrim, Great Lamrim, Middle Lamrim, Small Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote three types of Lamrim, the Great Lamrim, the Middle Lamrim, the Small Lamrim. So the Tsongkhapa there last year. Dojicha, Losa Chuji Jantanji, Damanji. So now this here, Benjen Losa Chuji, one of the Panchen Lamas reincarnated, probably the Chujin, second or third, one of them, probably second Panchen Lama, Dojicha probably could be the Lamas of this author, who's called Yongzhi Hijan, that's probably his teacher, he's calling his teacher, Panchen Lama Chujin. Then what is it? Chigun number, Yemi, Chi. She chingunila loso name sumbani chingunilo name sumbani name sumbani je tamje chembala gombo jambe ya name mena tumu ma gaben se chibi sene juzu ti da chamba sanje je bangu de tani sene tani sene chuwese name tuwa gusu tadu zinze doso. And now go back go to the Name Tua Gozo, Name Tua Gozo. No, Name Tua Gozo, Chebachi, no. As an excitement mind and wandering mind. Wandering mind is not necessarily caused by desirable object. Wandering mind can be wandered for any kind of reason, no? So mind can be wandered because of anger, right? But excitement mind is called, it is like some type of attachment. Excitement mind is usually like like distracted by a desirable object. But wandering mind, not necessarily caused by the desirable object, it can be also caused by undesirable object, you know. Or maybe just caused by ignorance, like say, meditating or all of a sudden thinking how to build a house. You know, how to, like, just wondering about, like, how to repair the door that's not working very well, or just any kind of things, you know. The difference between excitement mind and wandering mind, you know, but both become problems, you know. But the think excitement mind is, you know, part of the wandering mind, but it's only wandering towards desirable object, right? It is like wandering mind is a bigger category. Wandering mind is a bigger category. Within wandering mind, there's excitement mind. See? All of the Gavanya Toyin, Gavala, Gavale Loso, Toyang, Gavanya Toyin, Gavale Loso, Toyang, Chi Yamati, Chantin Chevashin to Chidra, Gavanya Toyin. Oh, if the, like, okay, if the excitement mind is part of the wandering mind, then why you talk about two types of mind? Why you here talk about wandering mind and excitement mind? Why you don't just talk about wandering mind? That's probably there to cover. Lama said, no, because there's significant difference between wandering mind and it does make difference. It is very important to understand if you are thinking to meditate on shamatha, for you it's very, very important to understand different between wandering mind and, you know, like excitement mind. There's a significant difference. Even though excitement mind is part of wandering mind, but there's a significant difference. Even though the excitement mind is wandering mind, no, you agree, we all agree that. But, you know, Gobale Lord Tua Mandu Yabi Twashin Jashi was Gobalin. But wandering mind is, there will be more wandering mind than excitement mind. What do you think now? You think that's true? Excitement mind is part of attachment, usually goes after desirable object. So now, based on our experience, yeah, how many thoughts that pops up in our mind, day-to-day life, I never count. No? Maybe each time when you breathe in and out, maybe just one thought that comes in and breathes in and out, like, 21,000 breathing, 21,000, believe it or not, 21,000 times breathing in and out a day, according to the meditation instructions. So, 21,000 times breathing in and out. So I never counted. So, you are welcome to count. So now, wandering mind, do we have more wandering mind or excitement mind? Oh, so that's exactly what Lama say here, the author said, it's very true. Gobale loso toa mandu yevi toa shindu jashios. That's why wandering mind is much, much bigger problem than excitement mind. Oh. You know? Te gobale nga shi simba tar simju dechaji chato bashi inas. Like, as I explained before, Lama says, as I explained before, excitement is part of attachment. So it goes up from desirable object and it starts to create stories. Oh, like that. Like that. So now, wandering, of course, your mind can wander based on desirable object, but that's not the only thing. Your mind can also wander based on anger. So, or based on like pride, arrogant pride, your mind get wander. Try to jealous, jealousy. Based on jealousy, your mind get wander. Try to see the difference. Excitement mind is only the mind be going to be wander because of desirable object, not because of anger or jealousy or pride or arrogance. So see different, the significant difference, you know. So this is all, you know, we experience, it's not just we never experience, we experience that all the time. Yang nimo mimba geve yula towa, nimo mimba geve yula towa, so all the wandering mind can be just, you know, wandering about, oh, like, wow, this, you know, the image of the Buddha looks so wonderful, you know, like, oh, like that image that the Buddha that, you know, like was in India 2,500 years ago, then did this and did that, you know, then meditated, all of that, you know, that's also wandering mind, but wandering about positive object. Doesn't have to be object, doesn't have to be something negative, it object can be something positive too. Oh, wandering mind. Or Nimumi will give you la troas, eh? Give me a kind of lumatela to give me a kind of lumatela to us. Then the object can be neither positive or nor negative, or just something neutral, Or maybe thinking about how many days in, just thinking of a time. It's not positive, it's not negative, it's just neutral. Thinking of a time, trying to figure out, you know, like all the mathematic things. All the mathematics, it's not positive, it's not negative, it's just neutral object. Mathematics, trying to figure it out. So especially when you like study Vinayaka Sutra, there's all kinds of ways to count time, you know, like day divided into six sessions, how to, and like where the how you do that, the doing that of sojourn practice, all the same minutes come, they just wonder like that, no? It's like neutral object. Give me a kind of mother to us. Yeah, omputu you are towards boundaries. Oh, like that, no? Reason, one is only desirable object, that's excitement mind. So the wandering mind can be based on anger, attachment, jealousy, no, then object can be all kinds of things. Oh, so see significant difference. So now you know when you meditate, you are impacted by excitement mind or wandering mind. Now you know. Excitement mind, if you carry out by some form of desirable object, at the beginning you think about that, then you just don't just stop there, then you start to create stories, then you are impacted by now excitement mind. And if you are all of a sudden, you know, like neighbors start to cut the mold, decide to mold the grass in their backyard, or maybe blow the leaf, use the leaf blower, so then wondering when that person is going to stop, before you stop your meditations. So better to stop your meditations than just sit there to thinking how, when they are going to stop, you know. So then you look out the window, so then the person is waiting. Then your mind gets more irritated, like, so yeah, of course that person is not here, not able to hear, people waiting, or maybe playing some music, I don't know what they do. But you have nothing to wear, so then like, then that's the, or like people downstairs talking very loudly, probably playing some music, then your mind starts to create some stories, don't they respect my meditation? Why they're making? No, don't they know I'm meditating? Here? All, then you know all kind of that. That. Well, that time the thing is the positive. It has not got any more shape. Therefore, these are all become the obstacle or problem for your single-pointed meditation. Therefore, it's important to know all of them. It's important to know. If you want to stop them, first you have to know. You know, otherwise, say, for example, it's not here. For example, teeth broke into the house. Yeah. Teeth broke into your house. Probably all the whatever needs to take all the rain out. But when out on the street, then you look in your backyard. You are looking for tip, but you are looking for the wrong place. You're never going to find, because and that. So that's why it's very important to recognize them. So then, God. So now time is over, maybe. So now how to stop them? How to stop them? Next Wednesday, how to stop them? Okay. So we give them some time before we stop them. We give them some time to hang out. At least 1 week.
And they have a week, right?
Yeah, they have a week to hang out. So from from next Wednesday on, so then they have no time to hang out. Yeah.
In the Gold Prayer Book, if you turn to page 263, read the final Lam Rim dedication, Lam Rim Murnlam Juksel. Page 263. From my two collections,
This prayer is good to say. You know, this is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. It's called Lam Rim Prayer. But that's beautiful tune. But it's too difficult to chant. But anyway, so whenever you do Lam Rim meditations, any length of Lam Rim meditation, it's good to say that. You know, so it creates the cause to make Lama Tsongkhapa teaching again in the future.
From my two collections, Vasis states that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds are blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed greatest paths of the teaching, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings and the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted conscious peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time by even the greatest path of enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path, never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the Tenfold Mahayana virtuous practice, may you always be assisted by the mighty ones and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. And turn to page 244 and 245, and we'll chant the short, long life prayers. Gandhirawe kore shinkam di pendan dewa malu shungwene chenre sigwan ten singyatso yi shafe sitte bardu ten juchi chonu ien alam wa shortu awatare ten barasopa dosan gewe deton le pelcho Jasu Gengyu Lama Sowade Tupsu Chan Jin Jang Gengye We Ten Sing Kyom Te We Kun Su Dok Po Tse Chok Sum Ku We Le Moon Tu Du Pa Dok So Du Che Kun Du Shap Ten Shok And 7 Green Towers Mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe-la Sampo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.